Pilgrim is an award-winning CNN correspondent and news anchor who has turned her talents to writing fiction. Kitty anchored the CNN Early Edition in the late 90s and then anchored primetime broadcasts from 2001 to 2010. Kitty is the recipient of many awards, including the Overseas Press Club Award, a Peabody, and the New York Society of Black Journalists Award. Welcome, Kitty. Thanks so much for stopping by the Book Report.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
Well, The Stolen Chalice is a page-turner that blends ancient art treasures with bioterrorism. How did you come up with this story?
Well, as a reporter for 24 years, you actually have always the worst-case scenario in mind. What possibly could happen? What could go wrong? In fact, my children have always accused me of being just like always focused on what could go wrong. So, bioterrorism, some of the great world threats are, always in my consciousness. But I'm a great art lover, too, so it was a natural combination.
From reading the book, I could tell that you are an avid student of art history. How long have you studied?
Well, I never studied it formally, but I'm just addicted museum goer. And so in New York, I live just a few blocks from the Metropolitan Museum, and I have for maybe 30 years. So whenever I have 10 minutes, I just run over and look at something beautiful. And, over the years, I've just become more and more enamored of different collections. Sometimes it's the Chinese collection. Just recently, I just started to really fall in love with the whole Egyptian collection, and that's what inspired The Stolen Chalice. It's an Egyptian theme. And then, of course, the Brooklyn Museum has one of the best collections of mummies. So I contacted them, and it went from there.
All right. You introduced your characters, John Sinclair and Cordelia Stapleton, in the Explorers Club, and they feature again in The Stolen Chalice. Are they based on actual people?
They are and they aren't. The Explorers Code was an attempt to take a thriller with a real thriller hero like John Sinclair, and to match him with an equally strong woman. And so Cordelia Stapleton is a figment of my imagination, but when I tried to figure out what she would do as an occupation, I picked oceanographer. So I actually wrote the entire thing with Cordelia and then contacted Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution. And they said to me, it's really funny because the head of the Alvin program is a woman. And I met Susan Humphreys up at Woods Hole. And then after that, Susan Humphreys and I talked about what her character might be like. And I sort of tweaked her character based on conversations with a real oceanographer who does work on the Alvin program.
All right. You're a member of the Historic Explorers Club. Tell us a little about that.
The Explorers Club was founded by some of the old polar explorers who were trying to find the North Pole, and, they went to Antarctica. And it's an American organization. It's their headquarters is on the Upper East Side in Manhattan, in this very beautiful old townhouse stuffed with polar bears and sledges that have gone to the Arctic. And it's just a really beautiful old clubhouse. And the members have always been people who are explorers. And so you have to be invited to be a member. You have to have done something very sort of explorational, if that's a word. And really, now these days, it's scientists, really. It's botanists and oceanographers and astronauts. And so you always have a fantastic conversation when you go there because there's so many interesting people. And they're all interested in exploration.
So have you explored some very exotic place?
I have. I've been to some very, very exotic places. I think one of the most exotic places I put into the Explorer's Code, and that is Arctic Svalbard, which is very high Arctic, just before the polar cap. It's the last bit of land before you hit the polar ice cap up near the North Pole, and it's part of Norway. It's an island that belongs to Norway. And so I actually put that in the Explorer's Code so that my readers could actually go to an exotic destination without having to put on 50 pounds of polar gear.
Well, The Stolen Chalice has many exotic locales. Had you traveled to every location before writing about it?
This is what I do. I just continue my job as a reporter by going to each place. And then I feel I write so well when I try to evoke the feeling of that place. So, and I also shoot videos. So, for example, in Egypt, I went to Egypt and shot video of some of the places that I wanted to show, and just it gives me a better feeling of the whole, it's an easier way to write for me, because that's how I've always written. I've always shot video and then wrote to the pictures. So if I continue to do that, then I can be a novelist.
What's your next project?
I've actually started to do some traveling for the next book. So I've got a whole wish list of places I want to go and start to noodle the next in the Sinclair Cordelia series.
Kitty, what sets your book apart from others in the genre?
You know, the whole intent of this series is fact-based fiction. So everything in the book is grounded in fact. So, for example, in The Explorer's Code, the 1918 pandemic is a subplot. And I researched that very heavily, and I actually vetted all the information through the Harvard School of Public Health, who looked at all of my virology research. So I very strongly feel that when you read one of my books, you are going to read things that are accurate, that they're not it's a fictitious plot, but your knowledge base will expand, because I really want everyone to gain more real knowledge, and that's the reporter in me that insists on doing that.
Well, you've done a wonderful job. I enjoyed reading The Stolen Talisman, and I encourage folks to pick it up. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.